after tadpoles, watching his legs that will grow, wondering where he's going to go in a very short time. Well, it's easy to see that we've just a very short time, but nobody thinks about it until they're far behind. Then you gotta know where every second's gone. Oh no, singing a song that don't rhyme, carrying a penny that used to shine, crying for the minute that falls behind in a very short time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoa. That was pretty good.
You need that?
Not yet.
I've got pockets, so I've got all the picks. If anybody needs a pick, I've got a pick. Thumb pick, dobro pick, everything. Actually, I was looking for my little girls. You know, I used to come here and I'd be Joe Mark. Now I'm Aaron's father, you know.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Oh. I got to stop talking and put my cape on. This is an old English folk song which has been done in many, many different ways. This is another of the many ways. And in my estimation, one of the most beautiful love songs, because listen to the words, because they're very realistic.
The shield that
Takes two to tango. That's all that song means. Yeah. Takes two to do all the hard work is what it means. Yeah. Let's see. We're going to do another old English ballad. Just purely talks about the fidelity of all the Englishmen. One morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave foreigner. Well, morning, good morning, good morning, said he. Where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm a-going out a-walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the water lying, hear the nightingale sing. Well, I had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, heart, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing. Fair maiden, 'tis time to give o'er.
Oh, love, kind soldier, please play one tune more.
For I'd rather hear your fiddle at the touch of one string than to see the waters lying, hear the nightingale sing. Than to see the waters lying, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me?
Oh, no, pretty maiden, that never shall be. I've a wife now in London, and children twice three, two wives and the army's too many for me. Two wives and the army's too many for me. Well, I'll go back to London and I'll stay there a year. And it's often that I'll think of you, my pretty dear. And if ever I return, it'll be in the spring, just to see the waters lying, hear the nightingale sing. Just to see the waters lying, hear the nightingale sing.
Cousin Thelma was talking about some of her special people earlier. Well, I've got one of my own here today, and it's her very first folk festival, and she's my little baby Rebecca.
Going like this.
You're supposed to wave. She's rocking out, though, on her daddy's shoulders.
Rocking out. We'll give her a song to rock out on now. Let's see. This is a song that tells a little bit about... kind of a folk figure in Florida. If any of you have ever eaten at the Morrison's Cafe in Jacksonville, Florida, down on Moreau Street, old Charlie, a fellow who used to work there, used to sing out the bill of fare. And this song sort of commemorates him. A song written by Charlie Robertson. Well, I'm going down to the Ritz Cafe. I'm gonna put the feet back on. Home style turnip greens, thick, thick filet mignon. I know I reach my destination when I hear that doorman whine.
Right away.
No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room, where you can eat all you want. Ain't a fancy place.
Fried chicken, you can really feed your face.
20 selections on a daily bill of fare.
Take a train, parking anywhere. Don't forget your silverware.
No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. Well, I'm going home this morning on that Seaboard Railroad line this morning. And when I get down to Bay Street, oh, my both feet gonna be a-flying this morning. I know I reach my destination when I hear the doorman whine.
Right away.
No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room, where you can eat all you want. Ain't a fancy place.
Fried chicken, you can really feed your
28 selections on a daily bill of fare.
Take a train, park it anywhere. Don't forget your silverware.
No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. I'm going home this morning on that Seaboard Railroad line this morning. When I get down to Bay Street, oh, my both feet gonna be a-flying this morning. I know I reach my destination when I hear that doorman whine. No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room. You can eat all you want, ain't a fancy place.
Well, fried chicken, you can really feed your face.
20 selections on a daily bill of fare.
Take a train, park it anywhere. Don't forget your silverware.
No line on the main floor, short line in the carriage room.
Thank you. That's for Charlie. That's for Charlie. Actually, now we'd like to take you down the coast a little bit. Oh, no, I don't do that.
No, I do that.
You do that. We're going to take you down the coast from Jacksonville. If you've ever been in Jacksonville, you know the place to be is St. Augustine. Right? Yeah. I think so, anyway. In order to prove that, I wrote a song about St. Augustine. It's our oldest city, and thanks to its city fathers, it's still one of Florida's most beautiful cities.
Gainesville's not bad either.
I like Mims, too.
Sipping old bourbon, looking over the bay, wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Forget what it's like to freeze at last. Have another drink and let that old Amtrak pass. And stay in a dream that's not so fast. Stay with St. Augustine in heaven at last. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's
not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest saint to heaven that I've ever seen. Molly and the rabbit gone down to St. Croix just to get a tan and a little baby boy. But we'll stay home and have our own, a little woman taken from both of our bones. It's got to be the best thing that happened to me, to a little woman shining by the deep blue sea. So Mama singing, Papa singing about that dream, swinging palm trees, St. Augustine. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest saint to heaven that I've ever seen. Sipping old bourbon, looking over the bay, wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you see. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all very much, and have a good time while you're here.
Oh, yeah. Guess who? You can't, so I'll tell you. Don Grooms and Friends from Gainesville. Need I say more? Howdy, friend. Didn't get wet, did you? I just love germs.
You mean I can stand next to you? And I can hear what you're doing and everything? Holy shit.
I'm a little taller than that. Yeah. Well, not that tall. Yeah. Are we on? Well, we are on. Well, you're a small but wilted looking crowd. Some people let a little rainstorm keep them from coming out to hear good music. I'd like to do you an autobiographical song about where I came from.
Who's it about?
It's an autobiographical song about a man I used to know. Well, I never knew my daddy. He split when I was 3. All I ever heard about him was he's a low-down SOB. Meanest man in North Carolina, feared neither God nor man, just a half-breed Cherokee who did not give a damn. Well, then one day I went to school and a little girl said to me, are you a nice little Negro boy or a low-down Cherokee? So I went and asked my mama, said, tell me what I am. Said, I don't know what you are, my son, but your daddy was a half-breed Cherokee who did not give a damn. So I asked her why my daddy did not live there anymore. said she couldn't take him no longer. She just shoved him out the door. He just kept right on a-going, fighting across this land. A half-breed Cherokee who did not give a damn. Ah, well. Then some gangsters got him in a New York City deal. They blew his butt to kingdom come, and he's planted in Potter's Field. So I don't make no apologies for anything I am. I'm a quarter breed Cherokee, and I do not give a damn. This year, for the first time in 3 years, a guy who used to play bass with me, until I found a decent person.
Well, and Tim, I'm subbing for him this weekend.
Tim Dumas has been up in Ohio for 3 years, but he always calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. Say, hey, Grooms, guess where I am?
Now, you didn't slur as much as he does when he calls at 3 in the morning.
I said, probably one of them states north of Virginia. Yeah. But last time Tim was here, we took a canoe trip down the Suwannee River and discovered we were the only wildlife on the river. We didn't see any fish or hawks or snakes or anything. So we just went home and wrote a song about it. We are saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River. Is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river. What used to be the land of the free. Now I still remember the first time I saw her, first time that she saw me. We could still drink her water and paddle out upon her, cause we both were wild and free. I see a dead fish float by my leaky old boat, and I wonder if what I see is all that's left of that old Suwannee River, or all that is left of me. Cause we're saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River. Is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river. What used to be the land of the free. Now that old Suwannee River keeps right on rolling, but now she's rolling real slow. And if South Florida don't steal her water, she'll reach the Gulf of Mexico. I just hope Stephen Foster don't hear how we lost her, how we done his Manny River wrong. But if the businessmen get her, then she won't be a river, she'll just be another folk song. So we're saying goodbye to that old Suwannee River. Is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river. What used to be the land of the free. And what used to be the land of the free.
Thank you.
We hope, of course, that never happens, because the Suwannee River is the finest river still around, you know. And we'd like to thank the Occidental Phosphate Company for not doing any more to it. I was born and raised up in the hills of North Carolina. My mother raised 5 kids on an income of $12.50 a month. My oldest brother's got the clothes first, and as they kept coming down to me, there wouldn't be much left. But she'd wash them and patch them and say, they're not much, boy. But we didn't steal them, and nobody give them to us. So you wear them, and you walk proud. So I wrote this song for my mother. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you ought to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Well, now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high.
Appreciate that, and I'm sure my mother does. She's still living up there because she's a strong woman, you know. Driving up here this weekend on I-75, you might have noticed, used to be that all the tourists were from Ohio. Now they've all left Ohio, went to Michigan, bought Winnebagoes, and come to Florida. They go down to Disney World and they pump out their sewer lines, and you know that doesn't bother us much up here. But it's the people below Orlando that gets to drink that.
And it shows.
In the performers' campground, we saw a bunch of them suckers up there last night. Oh, well. This is a request, by the way. Somebody did ask me. One person did ask me to sing it. Another person asked me not to. When I wrote this song, it's about Winnebagoes. And I use the name of the Lord in vain, which reflects my true feelings about them. But I did clean it up because there are some...
It's the PG version.
Yeah. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway, hear him yell a breaker one night. They only stop to buy what they call popping to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been. Their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull into KOA and they hit the hay, and their feet never touch the ground. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water. It ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks they're just great and smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnebagoes. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. Now we can't go around laying on the ground in a sleeping bag or just our clothes. Cops will take you in, but you're from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the Seminoles. Never see one man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. It's some man from Michigan and a Galdern Winnebago. A lot of people think that Columbus discovered America. Actually, the American Indians discovered Columbus, but that's another story.
And look where that got him.
Yeah,
there goes the neighborhood. But along in the 1000s, Danish explorers came to Florida, and they discovered a huge cavern somewhere in North Florida. When they left a priest and a party of Indians and a Latin inscription on the wall that said they had been here. Now, nobody knows exactly where that huge cave is located, but in this song I have speculated. Well, in 1052, a Danish crew made America a call. In a Florida cave, big as a wave, they left a message on the wall. A Latin scroll, a story told how they sailed across the sea. Came to this place and left this trace to be found by you and me. As the years went by, if you knew the cave was lost, as if it had never been. That Latin scroll, a story told how they sailed across the sea. Came to this place and left this trace to be found by you and me. As the years went by, many men would try to find that cave once more and prove again that Danish men had been here once before. Try as they might, it stayed closed tight. 800 years went by, and no one found that hole in the ground that was almost 1 mile wide.